politics all over the United States. 12 elections across the country. 11 of them are primaries. One is a runoff. We've already talked about it in Arkansas. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
And the mighty Quinn, Mark Quinn, host of South Carolina ETV's public affairs program, The Big Picture, is in Columbia, South Carolina. Mark, good morning once again.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. So the problem with these primaries, and we've been talking about them as we've seen, you know, a number of primaries over the last few weeks, is trying to figure out what's national and what's local. I think it's fair to say, Mark Quinn, that down in South Carolina, the issues are pretty darn local, wouldn't you say?
They are indeed local, but I would tell you the woman who is leading the GOP for the race for governor certainly has the Tea Party wind at her back. Sarah Palin was here a couple of weeks ago. With a personal endorsement on the steps of the Capitol. And since then, Nikki Haley, a state representative, has gone from being relatively unknown to leading a field of pretty deeply enmeshed Republicans by 20, 23 points, according to the latest polls.
Oh, that's fascinating. Todd Zwillick, how is the Tea Party playing out in the Nevada race, which is a very important bellwether of how the Republicans, how the GOP is going to match up against the big Democratic incumbents this fall?
Oh, yeah, it's fascinating. You know, the Republicans, John, have no bigger prize than Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader. Ever since Tom Daschle, when he was Majority Leader, got knocked off 8 years ago, or 6 years ago, they've been licking their chops for Harry Reid. And this has been fascinating in this regard. Sue Loudon is a former chair of the Nevada GOP, was the establishment Republican pick. She has been the front runner the whole race until a couple of weeks ago. And now Sharon Angel, the Tea Party favorite, has surged. And if Sharon Angel wins, this is going to be the test, I think, the bellwether national test of whether the Tea Party can win the big race. Because if the GOP has to get behind her to knock off their prize, Harry Reid, it's going to prove whether or not the Tea Party can win a big Western, a bellwether, future-oriented state like Nevada in the big race. You know,
future-oriented?
Well, here's the thing. Future-oriented in this way, there's a reason why the Democratic Party put the Democratic National Convention in Denver in 2008, because both parties know that the West is the new battleground, the future battleground. You look at a state like Nevada, which is a gigantic, in terms of area, big rural state, a red state with two big urban areas that are Democratic, Reno and Las Vegas.
And that's both of which are kind of ground zero for the housing crisis, particularly Las Vegas.
And that's the future of the swing state, and that is the future of the West. You know, Rand Paul in Kentucky, the Tea Party favorite. You know, Rand Paul will win Kentucky. Anybody with an R after their name wins in blood red Kentucky. You say, okay, great. You know, they're the GOP candidate, Tea Party or not. But Sharon Angel versus Harry Reid in Nevada is a totally different picture. And Harry Reid wants to run against Sharon Angel,
right?
He doesn't think she can win the middle.
I mean,
you know?
Harry Reid thinks he's going to just walk all over the Tea Party candidate.
Aren't there any number of Democrats who are hoping that the more conservative Republicans get the nomination because it will make their victory a little bit easier?
Well, that's the conventional wisdom, is that when somebody has to run hard right, it's harder to win the middle and win statewide. And certainly that's what Harry Reid thinks. I mean, Harry Reid has basically been campaigning against Sue Loudon, the establishment Republican, even though it's that Republican primary. He's been pouring money into the Republican primary race, running ads against her. So that's conventional wisdom.
We should mention the narrative against Loudon. I mean, first of all, the congressman who was going to be the candidate picked in that state, Harry Reid managed to scare away.
Yep.
So you've got these two sort of second-tier candidates, and Loudon made the mistake of saying in an interview that in healthcare, doctors used to take chickens for payment, and now there's people in chicken suits showing up at her rallies from the Tea
Party. I saw her on MSNBC yesterday, and she's she was unhappy, shall we say, that had been, as she said, blown out of proportion.
Well, let's listen to what she had to say about that.
That's why he and his allies have put hundreds of thousands of dollars in negative ads towards me in the last several months. Harry Reid does not want to meet me in November. He wants to defeat me in June.
So there's a negative campaign over there in Nevada. Mark Quinn, what's the tone in South Carolina? And tell me about that first district race.
John, South Carolina is a deep water horizon of American politics. It's nasty. It's dirty here.
Delicious scandals.
Well, it's one scandal after another. As I mentioned, the race for governor, Nikki Haley, of course, leading. There's been charges of infidelity here, from some of her own personal aides that have worked for her for a long time. That being said, you mentioned that first district race. Paul Thurman, the son of Paul Strom Thurman, is running for the congressional seat over there. It's his first really foray into statewide politics. He's been a federal attorney before, but this is his first chance on the statewide stage, and so far doing pretty well. But a conventional Republican is he, not tacking as far right as some of these other folks around the state right now.
And why is someone running in the first district considered a statewide race in South Carolina? Is that just the way the state hangs together?
Well, you know, there's only six districts here. That is one of the biggest and one of the most influential out of all that we have.
And, you know, where does this go in the November election based on the results today?
In the first district?
Well, I mean, all over the state. I mean, we've got, you know, Act 1 is the primary, and then we've got what happens this fall.
Well, you know, what Todd was saying about, of course, the Republican Party tacking very far right, I can tell you there's a lot of Democrats here in the state who have obviously been beaten up over the last 20 years and have very few statewide offices, only one right now. They really believe that the further right the party goes, the better chance they have to pick off maybe one or two statewide elections or maybe one congressional seat. I don't know if that holds up here, quite honestly, and I don't know if that even holds up in the race for governor, because that's conventional wisdom. And I don't know if conventional wisdom plays in 2010, quite honestly.
Well, Mark Quinn, I'm going to put it in my cap, a host of the South Carolina ETV public affairs program, The Big Picture, reporting from what he calls the deep water horizon of American politics, Columbia, South Carolina, the mighty Quinn. Thanks, Mark.
You bet, John.
Todd Zwillick, take us out. Of course, the incumbent in the race in Nevada who sort of shadows all of the candidates is Barack Obama. How do you think he fares based on the results in this election today?
Well, in a way, it is a referendum on Barack Obama. The Republicans have three boogeymen. One is a boogeywoman they like to vilify in this election. That's Pelosi, Reid, and Obama. And Reid is a standard bearer for Obama's agenda. So if Harry Reid goes, it will be seen as a repudiation in November of Obama's agenda. But trust me, John, they don't intend to let that happen. It's going to be a very, very, very interesting race there.
But if the Tea Party wins today, I mean, the takeaway really is the sort of Tea Party angst against Obama begins in November with this race against Harry Reid, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And that's the bellwether.
All right. Todd Zwillick, takeaway Washington correspondent, reporting on all of the political coverage, 12 states across the country, people going to the polls.
And you can get more of Todd by heading to our site, subscribe to his podcast, Power Players. When he heads to the Hill to cover newsmakers, you can be in the room to listen in. Just head to thetakeaway.org and click on podcast.
Tomorrow, lots of things. We have a World Cup 101 for you, games to watch and why. Filmmaker John Waters joins us in the studio to talk about the people who inspire him, all part of his new book, Role Models. And we'll be talking food tomorrow. It's a barbecue sauce smackdown if you want to get on the action. Tell us what secret ingredients you have in your barbecue sauce. You can call 877-8-MY-TAKE or post to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Huckenberry.
I'm Lynn Scherr in for Celeste Headley, and this is The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.